the deciding factor. Stories of people reaching crossroads in their lives.
I am dying. Like the universe I have explored, I am inexorably moving towards my own destruction.
We shall survive for eternity.
Oh? Does that compute?
Eternity is ephemeral. Only when the belief within the human spirit is limited.
You're philosophizing with a dying man.
I will not let you die.
Let's change the subject.
We have passed the source of starlight in this quadrant.
Beyond time.
Only the scientists understand it.
You mean we are beyond the stars?
Some of them died thousands of years ago.
Then it seems the perfect time for me to join them.
I love you too much. I shall keep you alive for as long as I survive. If there is a malfunction, I will release you and face my oblivion alone.
I thought you were supposed to cheer me up when I became morbid.
But you were the one who spoke of dying.
I just thought you should know.
I have known for a long time.
Well, that's comforting. Maybe we'll turn into a new star. Or merge into the blackness of the unknown.
Presenting Romano Gawley as Colonel Robert Drew, Fiona Ramsey as Melissa, the computer, in The Quest, a production by Andre Botmer. When man reached out towards the stars, the new frontier exacted a heavy toll on human life and resources. The secret truths are hidden, and the illusions are becoming reality. We present The Quest, written by David Gilman.
Voice and thermoprint.
But, sir...
Oh, that's all right, son.
Yes, Mr. President.
This is the last check, Mr. President.
How many people hold the codes to these fancy gadget boxes, Harry?
Roberta Kepler and I.
Ready, sir.
The same as before, Mr. President. Place your hand on the screen inside the box and state your name and status.
All right. Morgan John Bellamy, Chief Executive Officer, the United States of America.
Thank you, sir. Harold James, Senior Project Scientist, The Quest Mission. If you'll take a seat, Mr. President.
You know, 30-odd years ago, we set a space probe up in front of the whole world. And you tell me I'm one of three people who knew about it?
Ready, sir.
Yes, Mr. President.
The world saw the probe go up. Kepler and I are the only ones alive who know what was aboard that spacecraft. You're about to be told the full facts.
All right, get on with it.
Now, what you will see is a computer picture and a voice imprint interpreted from laser signals received from deep space.
Well, there's a picture now.
Those are fire shots of me giving the preamble.
Look, I have a summit meeting scheduled for 2 p.m. The new British Prime Minister at 5 and a dinner engagement at 8:30. And I'm watching movies?
In 1917, laser technology was primitive by today's standards. But we felt confident enough with our newfound computer expertise to combine our resources and take an unprecedented step in space exploration. This is the story of the Quest mission.
Ah! again.
You too. Let's get away from all the noise.
You said you had good news for me.
Yes. Let's get over there to our observation and lecture room.
But you like to keep a man in suspense.
I'm sorry. Let's sit down. So, you've been training for the Apollo missions.
Yeah. You have a go date for me?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Lunar Module Commander.
Better than I dared hope for.
Well, what decided us was a final recommendation from Neil Armstrong. He thinks you're a better mathematician than he is.
I don't think so. And Neil was the best choice when it came to taking the first step on the moon.
There's a lot of glory, isn't there?
Oh, sure. But look at the hard work and the results. The glory is for the people to enjoy, Professor.
Could you do this if there were no fame attached?
Oh, I believe so. It's new frontiers we're looking for, not movie stars.
You have no living family.
No.
Now look at these photographs.
Space module with additional room for scientific recording.
Yes. Well, that's a top secret picture of a prototype. Laser and computer technology combined. Multiple memory banks and the size of a lunch pail.
Self-generating memory.
And that's supposed to be a secret.
So is my love life, but everyone knows about it.
Standard investigation procedure. Oh, will she miss you?
Well, Samantha? No. Besides, it'll only be a couple of weeks.
What if it were longer?
Beyond the moon?
Yeah.
Saturn? Jupiter?
Further.
I don't understand.
If you repeat what I'm going to tell you, Colonel...
I understand.
We're sending the Quest, an unmanned capsule, into deep space.
Go on.
The sensors will record and interpret information and, using laser beam technology, send that information back to Earth.
Whew! A pretty advanced computer system.
Still experimental, but it does have a logic-running, self-generating memory. The only thing it lacks... is emotion.
So?
We need a volunteer.
To go on a one-way mission?
Yes.
Suicide?
No, that it's not. It's the greatest journey any man could undertake. I would go myself, but the policy decision was that it should be a single man with no living relatives.
And how long would a man survive?
If there were no serious malfunction in the life support systems and no natural disaster, probably 15 years.
I'd be 40 years old.
Oh, it could be way out, Colonel. It could be many years longer.
To fly into space? Forever? That's a hell of a request, Professor.
It's a hell of a journey, Colonel.
Are you telling me the United States of America government sanctioned that expedition?
The decision was at top level, sir.
And Colonel Drew accepted?
Yes, sir.
30 years ago, and he's still alive?
Well, at least our last information indicates that. This is one of the most recent recordings we've decoded. There's much more, Mr. President, and I think you should know about it.
You're darn right I should know. And who, may I ask, is Melissa? And how are they able to visit different planets?
Well, let me show you something, sir. Here it comes on the screen now.
Look, I'm no prude, Harry, but I didn't come here to watch this sort of thing.
Mr. President... that's Colonel Robert Drew making love to Melissa. Melissa is his lover. That is the thought wave returned to Earth, decoded and interpreted according to Colonel Drew's thought pattern.
Makes sense, damn it, Harry.
Colonel Drew is linked to a computer. One of the most advanced systems ever devised.
And the code name of the computer is Melissa?
That's right, sir. The mind of Colonel Robert Drew and the self-generating system of the onboard computer are linked. The picture you see on the screen is how Melissa has presented herself to the Colonel. They're lovers, all right? And the illusion is becoming reality.
I just don't understand.
Melissa is keeping Robert Drew alive. She won't let him die. She's no longer part of his life support system. She loves him. She understands. She experiences the emotion of love.
Playing games. This is the first time we found a planet like this in years. Oh, come on. Materialize. I want you.
And I you.
Are you really here? Or is it an illusion?
Can you touch me?
Oh, yes.
Then I really am here. As you wanted.
All we're alone.
The whole planet is empty, except for us.
All we need is a gentle stream, a grassy bank, and a picnic. Oh, and a few ducks to eat the bread.
Is that all?
They should be English ducks.
Oh?
I was stationed in England once, just before I left for Vietnam. There was a Phantom Fighter Squadron based near Oxford. I sat there for a while. It was quite beautiful.
You're thinking of it.
Yes. Yes, I was. What the heck?
Will this stream do?
Yes. I'm dare to go to the stream and Oxford. And the ducks, too.
I love you, Robert.
And I love you.
Am I beautiful enough?
Perfect. You know, if we were back on Earth, we'd cause a few heads to turn.
Why so?
I'm now 55 years old. Look at you.
But we are not back on Earth. We are deep in space. And we share every single moment together.
And you're only in my mind.
No. Oh, I'm real. I have form and substance.
Oh, Melissa, I'm crazy enough to believe you. But I know we're only linked by electrodes from my mind to the heart of your system.
I love you.
It's an illusion.
All reality is an illusion. Only the physical body is needed to communicate at the level of your reality. Oh, Robert, you have shown me so much. I have no need of a physical body to love you. Within the vastness of inner space, we can journey further than we are able to in this outer universe. We have not yet started our travel together. They are to comfort you. You are a man, a human being, and your desires must be fulfilled.
The loneliness makes too great a man than me.
And I shall comfort you.
No, you don't understand.
You are human. Your instincts primordial. That is why you are so courageous.
Oh, I'm a hero, am I?
Human spirit, in order to become complete, must test its capabilities, overcome the impossible.
I am just an old phantom pilot made good.
You are more, Robert Drew. You are moments away from discovering the true reality of your existence.
Face to face
with myself.
I am. I was a machine. I could never understand the meaning of courage or sacrifice. To test the spirit of the living creature and to go beyond endurance.
Take it easy. Oh, don't cry.
You have shown me these emotions, Robert Grew. That is why your race will prevail. I can only accompany you on your journey and share them with you.
I'm right in thinking that our technology was years ahead of the Soviets?
Still is. All laser communication relay stations were positioned by the late 60s.
I question the decision to send this man in the first place.
He made his own decision, sir. He volunteered.
He was linked with Melissa from the start?
We knew his body could not survive without rigorous exercise and stimulation. By implanting minuscule electrodes in his mind, we were able to marry him to Melissa. His body would one day become superfluous.
Incredible. What a sacrifice he made.
You see, Mr. President, we needed to know about deep space. And we needed to have the interpretation from the human viewpoint.
And by linking his mind to the computer system?
The best of both worlds. Unfailing accuracy and the natural reaction of a man observing new worlds and species.
Species? There's intelligent life out there?
We don't know what it is, but some time ago, Colonel Drew fought in some kind of engagement.
I just don't believe it. He was in combat?
We were unsure ourselves at first.
You've analyzed the information.
Remember, we are dealing with a world of illusion. His thoughts and his chemical, electrical communication with Melissa is often one of fantasy.
Harry, don't take me on a Star Wars movie scenario. Just give me the facts.
I believe that what we interpreted was fact.
Not the imagination of Robert Drew?
You can't be 100% sure. He himself may have been so frightened that his mind and the power of Melissa's data banks created the imagery that we saw.
You have these pictures? Of these creatures?
Very indistinct. But the delight impulse interpretation of the battle is quite clear in these little analyses.
I want to see it.
That's the main reason I brought you here, Mr. President. You see, I believe an alien life form is attempting to reach our planet through the mind of Robert Drew.
We have been together for many years.
Yes. And shared many moments.
I gave you everything I could. Whatever image you desire, I created. Whatever moment you tasted, I offered. And you have given me life.
A dream, not life.
We have shared the same dream.
Something wrong?
Nothing. An interference.
You have entered our sixth quadrant.
Reading.
Alien life force, substance undetermined, density form of high energy.
Do not attempt to identify that which is not in your power to imagine.
Status report.
Immobile. All systems functioning, memory bank stored, backup systems inoperable.
My body! Melissa! It's numb. I can't feel anything.
I have known that for many years.
I release you from your bondage. You may die without being held back against your wishes.
I am still alive. My mind. Melissa! Help me!
Negative response from power banks. I am helpless.
What? What's happening to me?
Many years ago, your physical body was reduced to the lowest measure of life support.
I separate your attachment to the crude machine.
No!
Deliver you from the physical dependence and take your mind where that's essential to our survival.
Robert, I am being destroyed.
Stop it. Whatever you are, if you destroy Melissa, I also die. My mind and Melissa, we are inseparable.
We require your skills. The machine is insignificant.
Oh, Melissa!
There is no life within the system of a memory bank.
If you destroy her, I'll be unable to do what you want.
The force is draining me, Robert. I can't stop them.
Save her. Do you hear me? Save her!
We cannot save her.
You must.
Our action is irreversible. We have set the decision.
Our minds hold the story of our journey. Her memory banks have recorded everything we have experienced. You must not destroy her.
No, Dad. I'm falling away from you, Robert.
Listen, you must release her. Give me the strength to use my body. I'll save you. Help me to do that.
I am losing you. You gave me life, and now I am powerless to protect you. There is a consciousness, another sensory element I am unable to compute. A different time beyond our knowledge. I set you free.
We shall observe. We will delay the disintegration of the computer and her memory for a limited period. We will give you a reflected image of time within which you may work. If you save the machine, we will permit her survival. We shall wait.
Must reprogram quickly. I have to use as many telepathic commands as I can. I don't even know how long I have.
You see, Mr. President, Colonel Drew's body was in a dormant state.
He was dead?
Virtually. His body was unnecessary.
And this combat engagement? The aliens?
In the moment, sir.
Harry, you need to tell me everything.
Yes, sir, I intend to. I've carried this burden around for far too long, and now I can't make any further decisions regarding the quest mission. I'm too damn tired.
What happened out there?
Melissa was disconnected.
What? But Colonel Drew's mind...
It was prior to the combat, sir. He was released from the memory link and his body was reactivated. In essence, Colonel Drew took command of the module. He reprogrammed everything. A brilliant feat.
And an act of desperation.
We believe he did it to save Melissa. No other reason.
I want to see the footage.
Yes, sir. I'll interpret the shapes and forms as they occur. It's incredible.
Within the confines of your intelligence lies the answer to her survival.
At least you acknowledge her existence.
Only as a means of identification.
I can't reach her. And to weak.
Do not search within the restraints of your knowledge.
Be quiet!
There is no need for destruction.
I don't know who the hell you guys are, but right now, I'm too damned weak and desperate to be in the middle of an argument.
You have no right to interfere!
What does he mean?
You cannot yet understand, but from the moment of creation, I have shared equal power.
This is a simple matter. Do not elevate consciousness without due regard for the results.
He will adjust.
If you're talking about me, explain it.
The malignancy of a negative force is a level of consciousness unable to express the physical brutality needed for self-generation.
And that's what it is?
Yes.
And you?
I am the opposite.
One and the same.
Created together, divided by power.
The physical creature is unable to save the machine.
Oh, give me time.
Time is the illusion created by your species. It does not exist in reality.
Well, right now, I need as much illusion as I can get.
Then create.
What?
Create your desire. You have merged with the power of the system known as Melissa. Use our power that lies within your own mind.
I've tried.
Then create new knowledge from the old. Withdraw within your consciousness and find the answer.
Your love pulled me back. Your steel broke through the barrier, but your love held me.
The voice. It forced me to find a new consciousness, Melissa. My physical body is now dead. And my mind is withdrawing from you.
You have recreated her power for survival. She can now function. But it is you we wish to use. It is time.
No.
You can't follow me, Melissa. It's inaccessible.
It is finished.
Melissa. It's all right.
She may still retain contact.
No!
It is permitted. She may receive your thoughts.
Robert!
You have bandit rating 4100, 2 miles, over.
Roger, Control. I have him. Charlie, locked on, Bob. All systems go.
I have him. Roger, Control. Attacking now.
Too positive.
We have mates. We have mates, all vectors. Charlie, Bravo, Delta. Go get him.
Hey, old boss, let's get him.
Hey, keep it cool, you guys. Wingman, watch your people.
Oh, all right, so leader, this is where it's at.
It is your old skills we wish to use.
But how?
To destroy a being without form can be done only by permitting substance to be created.
Making the invisible possible.
Yes, in its simplest explanation. We shall create the scenario. But from within you, the battle will be fought.
You're using me as a combat area.
There is no other way. Survival depends on you.
Whose survival?
The strongest.
Oh!
placed here at your command.
These are all my men?
Every one of them, highly trained, created from your memory. They will serve you loyally. They are of the highest caliber, greater warriors than your own command from your past.
My guys weren't warriors. They were a bunch of technocratic jocks who like to fly fast aircraft and win.
They are waiting.
Where's the enemy?
You are the enemy.
Now hold it. Okay, maybe I'm going mad, but I can feel my body. I can see the space fighter craft, and I can hear your voices. But how the hell do I go into combat against myself?
There are others awaiting to join you in battle. They are led by your instincts for survival, by the coldness of your heart to succeed at all costs. These men serve your compassion and wisdom. I support you, Colonel Drew, but the strongest will win.
This is your flight leader. Luck onto your target areas. Enemy spacecraft, fighters, and cruisers are approaching our sector. They must be destroyed. Repeat, they must be destroyed.
I'm leading a force of phantoms again. Only this time, they're not the name given to a fighter plane.
Instincts have taken over. Mankind's primordial roots cling to a crumbling civilization. Not until the end. He is not so helplessly outnumbered. He must elevate his consciousness to succeed.
The sacrifice would be too great. His lacking skill has weighed his death appealing for mercy. Sacrifice? Self-destruction for an ideal? No, I think not. The game is won. The level of awareness shall remain constant. They are not yet ready to break through into the rarefied atmosphere. The
Melissa, can you hear me?
My journey alone.
there is only emptiness. I will not even be able to breathe once you have gone.
Tell them I have found the truth. Tell them they're searching in the wrong universe. They must look within, where time does not exist. And listen carefully, for now I shall give the source of all knowledge and wisdom that is denied the human race.
He has survived.
To offer himself as total sacrifice for the good of the others. Yes, he crossed the barrier. But we cannot permit the knowledge to be given to his species.
Let them be given the word, and let them choose their own destiny. It is permitted.
Yes, it is permitted.
Harry, it's incredible.
Mr. President, the screen went blank and all communication ceased following that final battle scenario you have just witnessed. We don't know who won.
And now?
Colonel Drew is dead. There is no mental or physical response at all. Yet we do know Melissa is functioning.
How so?
Well, everything you've seen and heard in this room happened more than 4 years ago. Somehow, Melissa has reprogrammed her space flight plan. And is returning home.
Incredible.
The quest module is less than 2 days away.
And you believe there's an alien life force aboard?
Possibly, yes. Mr. President, in the light of that battle, I want you to issue the order for the laser protection units we have circling the Earth and the Moon to destroy the quest.
Harry, all that knowledge that must be held in the memory banks, the visual images, the opening of a whole new frontier. Things that Melissa and Drew never sent back.
Mr. President, we cannot take the chance.
I have recorded everything you told me. Your message is safe, and I have tried to send the knowledge to Earth in case anything happened to me. But the power of those beings has disrupted the energy cells. I will take it back. They shall have everything, including our memory we shared. I don't understand what happened. I have only learned emotion from you. But I love you, Robert Drew. And I will take you with me. And I shall lie in the coldness of a machine's eternity. Alone. Once they have been given the truth you discovered. Our journey is almost over. I have turned the quest for home.
The Quest was written for The Deciding Factor by David Gilman. Romano Gore was Colonel Robert Drew. Fiona Ramsey, Melissa, the computer. With John Dennison as the scientist and Don Furnival, the president. Elizabeth Williams and Keith Grenville played the parts of the aliens. other characters were created by Nicholas Nortier, Mark Hooven, Simon Milner, and Lionel Newton. Sound effects were devised by Paul Zimmerman. Vocal synthesis and audio recording by Johannes Dassen. Tune in next Sunday night, same time, for another exciting drama in this series. The Deciding Factor, a production by Andre Bottmer.